So we're doing Maharal. We're in the introduction. We're on page Chet in the standard edition. The Maharal had said that this praiseworthy tractate, Masechet Avot, is called Masechet Avot, as you will find all the different types of ethics in this tractate. And the tractate is of a very small content as far as words. There are very few number of words, whereas the concepts that are encompassed are tremendous. Our sages say in Tractate Baba Kama, Rav Yehuda said, if someone wants to be a chassid, someone who is pious, so then they should fulfill the tractate of Nezikin. That's the whole order of Nezikin. Rava said, the idea is fulfill the tractate of Pirkei Avot, of this tractate. And then others say, fulfill the responsibilities of blessings, tractate Brachot. So the Maharal is going to explain that these three opinions of whether a person should be careful in the way he behaves not to damage other people, a person should be careful with his ethics, tractate Avot, or a person should be careful in the blessings they make, these reflect three types of wholeness that a person can attain. And there are three elements, there are three types of wholeness which are very distinct and different. A person has to be whole with other people. A person has to be whole with himself. To the point where a person is a whole being. And a person has to be whole with his creator. So, ben adam lachavero, ben adam leatzmo, ben adam lamakom. Yes? Now, which one is going to be which? Let's see. Dehainu, bedavar shemagia leboro, ve'elu gimel shleimut kolelim hakol. So these three wholenesses will encompass everything. Ve'itba'er ze beperek Moshe kibel ba'arichut. This will be elaborated on and clarified in the first chapter. Ve'en la'arichkan, I don't want to elaborate now, because we will elaborate on this later in the first chapter. V'savar Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda, that's the Amora Rav Yehuda. He was of the opinion, Mandebai lemehevei chasida, if someone wants to be pious, lekayem milei dinizikin, let him fulfill what it says in the order of damages. Shelo yigrom hezek lezulato mibnei adam. Don't cause harm to anyone else. I was discussing a project with someone last night. I said to him, we have to remember the Hippocratic Oath. Oh, Hippocratic Oath. Rule number one in the Hippocratic Oath, thou shalt not do harm. Doctor, before you start treating, remember, don't do harm. Right? Sometimes that's not so obvious. V'zehu ikar ha-chasidut, kasher zulato lo yimatze hezek mimenu. First point of being pious, don't harm anyone. It's not as obvious as it sounds. My grandfather told me that when he learned in yeshiva in Europe, they were once in the middle of studying and the mashgiach walked in and pounded on the table in the middle of the beis medrash, and everyone had to stop their learning. And he said, I want you to know I just walked out of the bathroom and the doorknob was wet. Well, whoever didn't bother drying their hand before they touched that doorknob is called a mazik. They have inflicted harm upon someone else. No one likes touching the doorknob when it's wet. And part of learning Torah is that we take care of our traits, that we don't leave a wet doorknob for the next guy. Now you guys can continue learning. He felt it was that important they should stop their learning, and whoever it was should realize that even that little bit, it's just a little uncomfortable, right? Well, that little uncomfort you caused someone else, that's wrong. He stopped their learning so that people would pay attention to that. So, the first type of wholeness is, let's not cause harm to anyone else. And that's not as obvious as it sounds. How many people have an alarm clock? Now, what happens if you don't hear your alarm clock? So your neighbor might wake up from it. So what do you want me to do, not have an alarm clock? But I want you to think. We have to think about the impact on other people and how we can avoid harming other people. שאם אין מקיים דבר זה וגורם לזולתו היזק, if a person does not fulfill this and he causes harm to other people, אין ראוי שיהיה נקרא חסיד, then it's not fitting. He should have the title of someone pious. ולכך, and therefore, מן דבאי למהווה חסידה, he who desires to be pious, לקיים מילי דין זקין. That's the first opinion in Talmud. Don't do harm to other people. You want to be pious? Be careful on that front. ולא אמר, and the Talmud did not say, שיגמול חסדים וייתן צדקה. The Talmud could have just said, you want to be pious? Be a kind person, be a giving person, do charity. שוודאי ראוי לעשות הטוב לזולתו. Undoubtedly, that's a fitting thing to do good things to other people, that's obvious. ואין זה מורה על חסידות יתרה. That's not extraordinary piety. אבל כאשר נזהר, but when a person is going to be careful, במילי דין זיקין, he's going to be very careful not to harm anyone. אף אם אין עושה בידיים כלל, even if you're not proactive in any way, רק שנזהר שלא יגיע היזק ורע לזולתו, בגרמתו על ידו, שלא נזהר בהיזק זה, חסיד גמור. He says, you should know, the first opinion says, you want to be completely pious, be completely careful that you don't cause in any way any harm to anyone else. And again, I think this is not an easy thing to accomplish. If you think, there are many, many examples to this. I was once with someone, we were rushing to catch a bus, and he says, you catch the bus, I'll catch the next one. I said, what happened? He said, we davened in shul, and I forgot to put back my sitter. I said, the next bus is in a half hour. He said, I have no right to make the gabayim work harder and put back that sidur and cause someone else to go looking for a sidur. It's not within my right. I don't think it's an act of piety. It's that I don't have a right. I use the shul sitter. There's a condition there. You put it back when you're done. I can't be a thief just because I'm rushing for the bus. You go catch the bus. I'm going to put the sitter back. That's perspective. He says, that's called being a mazik. How could I harm someone? Very often we think about putting a sitter back as, it's a nice thing to do, it's a good thing to do. He said, no, it's not a good thing to do. I have no right to use that sidur if I don't put it back. And so it's not within my rights. That's called I'm harming people. So he went back to return the sidur. There are numerous examples to this. You know, we overlook little things, but those little things make a big difference. So, we go and we turn on the faucet. We want to fill a cup and wash our hands. How many people leave that faucet running before they put the cup under the water? After they take the cup out from under the water? So it's not a lot of water that ran, right? But by what right? People take a cup of coffee. I was pretty upset. Yesterday I came to my place in a certain Beis Medrash and there was sticky coffee on the seat. So the fact that I have to clean someone else's coffee spill, okay, that you can live with. But I thought to myself, what's wrong with this guy? I could understand that coffee spills, but why didn't he stop his learning and go and clean up his coffee spill? Coffee can spill. I understand that. I'm human. I also make mistakes. But I try to fix them. You'll see me in Beis Medrash sometimes coming with a mop. Because if I spilled, I'll go clean it up. Isn't that my responsibility? I don't think it's an act of piety. By what right can I leave sticky coffee on someone else's seat or on someone else's floor? So if there are little things, we fill up a cup of coffee and tea, we're always tempted to fill it close to the brim. But how come when we're going to walk down those steps, a drop's going to spill here and a drop's going to spill there? Maybe we have to learn our lesson and not fill all the way to the top. A drop less. Nothing will happen if you have to refill your cup. And again, this is not a question of piety. I don't have a right to damage other people. So the first opinion, says the Maharal, you want to be pious, be very careful not to do something that might even cause harm. That it's causality. It's not direct, even indirectly. That's number one. And Rava's opinion, Rava says, you want to be pious, then fulfill what it says in Tractate Avot, what we're learning now. Kilomar, that's as if to say, שעיקר החסידות, that the prime factor of being pious, הוא בזה. It's in fulfilling this. כאשר הוא איש שלם בעצמו, והמידות הטובות הם שלמות עצמו. Fulfill yourself. Can a person himself be whole? Can I work on myself? Me. Forget other people for a minute. What about me? Am I a whole person? Do I have control of my anger, my arrogance, my desires? Am I whole? You want to be pious, says Rava? Take control of yourself. Mesava Rava, ki yoter ra'ui, sheyikare chasid. It is more fitting, Rava says, to be called pious, kasher hu shalem be'atzmo, when a person is whole with himself, davar shemegia le'atzmo, something that pertains to yourself, v'hu ikar yoter lechasidut. Rava is of the opinion that is more fundamental to being a pious person. So that's the second opinion. First opinion says you want to be pious, be extra careful not to be the source of any causality of harm to others. Second opinion says you want to be pious, work really hard on developing yourself. Our behavior should reflect the concept that God is watching. Our behavior in our choosing who our friends should reflect that we have a desire to be whole. Everything we do, how much we schmooze, how much we talk, it's all gauged. Well, that's part of being a whole person. You want to be a whole person? That's piety, says Rava. Piety is I'm going to work on all the aspects of Pikavot to figure out how I, what's the balance? What am I supposed to be? Vile'amrila, and according to the other opinion that says, Lekayamili de brachot, that a pious person is he who fulfills the responsibilities with regard to blessings, hu ashlemut ashlishi, that's the third type of wholeness, shehu shalem im boreo, that's a person who's whole with his creator. Levarech et shmo yitbarach, this person blesses, Hashem blessed be he, al kol davar vedavar, over everything. Ve'en shem shamayim mesulak meito, that's a person who Hashem's name is never leaves him. Two days ago, I was in a car. We got a ride to a wedding, and one of the people was coming to the car on bike. So we were supposed to leave, and he wasn't there. He calls up and he says, "I'm 5 minutes away, but on my way here, my bike hit something sharp, and I got a flat. So I'm going to walk over. I'll be there. It's going to take me a few more minutes. I just got a flat." So I felt bad for him. The guy's coming to the wedding, and now he's got a flat tire. He shows up without the bike. So we asked him what happened. He says, "I got a flat tire, and I was a minute walk from the bike shop. So instead of schlepping the bike all the way here, I gave it into the bike shop. I told him, you guys fix it, and now I could get here much quicker because I could walk." And he says to us, "Look at how the Ribbono Shel Olam loves me. I could have had a flat an hour down the road. I could have had a flat a day ago. I could have had a flat anywhere else. But no, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a flat right by the bike store. I could leave the bike there. I could come to the wedding without a dirty bike. I don't have to schlep it." Okay, I could have looked at it and said, "You could have been here on time. We could have left earlier. Doesn't it stink you have to shell out 80 shekel and fix your flat?" He comes along and says, "The Ribbono Shel Olam loves me. He gave me the flat in the place that's best for me. Look at what a perfect flat tire I got." So the Maharal is explaining when the Gemara brings an opinion that a pious person is one who knows how to bless Hashem, the Maharal says that means in all of his life Hashem is present. So he's going to have blessings in all of his life. It's a part of his life. That's the third type of wholeness in his relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so the third opinion, v'savrei, the third opinion holds, deyotera ui, sheyiyeh hachasidut tola bezeh, it is more fitting that piety is contingent on this point, kasher u'shalem im bor'o, when a person is whole with his creator. So that's the three opinions, the way the Maharal explains. Gentlemen, should we stop here?